dictation for Linda. Lily, L-I-L-L-Y, September 1145, addresses a letter, Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow-up for Lily. Chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in March. She's still complaining of severe diarrhea through the daytime, not at night. Progressive weight loss, poor appetite. 160, 152, now 144. Denies nausea, vomiting. There was some reflux and bloatiness that has improved. No bleeding. Has nocturia. No bowel movements at night. No infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. I did a review system. Medication list review. Pancreatic enzymes were added, but not significant improvement. Remains on lisinopril, HTC, Norvas. Medications that potentially can cause diarrhea will be metformin, protonix, and Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, maybe even iron pills. Next paragraph on physical exam, no respiratory distress, no rhalwisis, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, no edema and focal. Blood pressure in the office high, but apparently at home is better. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.38 for a GFR of 39, stage 3B, stable over time. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Anemia around 10.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, asymptomatic, no dialysis. Normal potassium acid base, no need for phosphorus binders, normal nutrition calcium, no need for EPO treatment, severe diarrhea, question effect on medications, tolerating lisinopril HCTC, continual chemistry on a regular basis. She's known to have bilateral small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. On the left kidney appears to be two cysts. One of them shows localized calcifications. It's my understanding to see urology. Plan to see her back in 6 months. End of dictation.